In my book, Managing God's Money, and maybe a couple of my other books as well, I talk about tithing as the training wheels of giving. And what that means is that in the Old Testament, God called upon his people to practice the tithe. There were actually three different tithes, but one of them would be roughly equivalent to the church because it was to the priests and Levites as their spiritual leaders and representatives. So they were to tithe, but it was never all they were to do because there were tithes and free will offerings. That's throughout the Old Testament. Free will offering isn't new in the New Testament. And in the New Testament, there are free will offerings, but a lot of people say, yeah, but are we under obligation to tithe? And the way that I would put it best is that just do what God taught his old covenant people to do, to start there. Don't finish there. Don't act as if that's the pinnacle, but just start there. And then another thing I would say to people is, because many people will argue and justify giving far less than a tithe, and I would just say, do you really want to stand before the Lord and say, okay, God, I believe that you wanted me to give at a lower level than poor Old Testament saints who had not seen the redemptive work of Christ and did not have the indwelling Spirit of God. And then I, redeemed by Jesus Christ, having seen his sacrifice for my sins and living in the wealthiest country in human history, felt free to give less than you called upon the poorest saints in Old Testament times to give. If you think that argument's going to fly at the judgment seat, more power to you. I actually don't. That's just my opinion.